begin in Sudan, where heavy fighting is threatening a fragile ceasefire to allow in much-needed humanitarian aid. A fighter jet was shot down in Omdurman, northwest of Khartoum, and artillery fire has been reported near a military base. The Sudanese army and the rival paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, have been locked in a power struggle for more than a month. Saudi Arabia and the US brokered the ceasefire on Monday. Ibn Morgan has more from the city of Omdurman.
Residents in the cities of Omdurman and Khartoum reported that they were able to hear gunfire overnight being exchanged between the Rapid Support Forces and the Sudanese army. Now, in the early hours of Thursday, we were able to hear reconnaissance planes flying overhead in the city of Omdurman. And when we spoke to people in Khartoum city, they say that they also were able to hear the plane. This comes after a day of heavy fighting between the RSF and the Sudanese army. The RSF claims that it shot down a fighter jet belonging to the army, but the army says that the plane crashed due to a technical error on the part of the plane and that it was not due to a surface-to-air missile being fired by the Rapid Support Forces. Fighting on Wednesday also ensued in the city of Khartoum in the western part around the currency printing press. Now, the army says that the RSF, despite the ceasefire, took over the building for a few hours and that they had to attack to defend the building. Now, all this is a violation of the ceasefire. Fighter jets should not be flying overhead, and the use of heavy artillery, especially in residential areas, should not be happening. So this ceasefire in the first 2 days did not hold. People here in Khartoum state say that they hope that the third day, Thursday, would actually prove to be better than the first and the second day of the ceasefire because of the humanitarian situation on the ground, especially when it comes to the medical situation for those who are in need of medical assistance. We visited a hospital in Omdurman on Wednesday, and this is what we saw. Normally, Anwar Bakri brings her mother to a renal dialysis center twice a week, but since the start of fighting, getting access to a hospital with the needed facilities has been difficult.
Since the start of the war, the health facility we do the dialysis in closed. We went to another hospital and started there, but they were only able to do the dialysis for 2 hours. We tried several others, but Khartoum North generally has no power or running water. This is my mother's first dialysis in 2 weeks.
Most of the patients in the dialysis ward here in Al Noor Hospital in Omdurman city have traveled to get here. The fightings led to most of the 29 hospitals in Khartoum unable to function. Healthcare facilities have been under pressure since the start of the conflict. Some have had to turn away patients because they don't have the space or medicine to treat them. Others have closed their doors out of fear of being caught up in the fighting or because of damages to their buildings. This hospital is one of the few remaining providing renal treatments to patients, but the staff say they may not be able to do so for long.
Patients who come in need dialysis 3 times a week, can only get 1 session, and even the dialysis is changing here due to a shortage in its needs. We don't have enough dialyzers or artificial kidneys. Today is the last day for us to treat kidney patients. We don't even have tubes and gloves. There's nothing left.
Medical staff are in short supply. Volunteers help run the hospital's operations.
I'm here because of my sense of responsibility and nationalism. This is my country and this is the least I can offer. The people who come here are our friends, brothers, neighbors, and even if we don't know them, we're all the same blood, so we all need to stand together.
A ceasefire signed between the warring parties is meant to open humanitarian corridors for those in need of medical assistance, but the fighting continues, threatening to make a dire situation even worse. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Omdurman.
Dua Tariq is a social activist and member of the Garifna movement. She's in an area of the capital where fighting is taking place.
Right now, I'm in East Khartoum, 15 minutes away from the military headquarters, which is also a main point of the fight since the war started. And we've been hearing, and actually we saw the fighting jet yesterday around 1 p.m. It was flying. We were actually shocked because people had so much high hopes of the ceasefire. And then after that, we were hearing artillery and also random shooting inside the neighborhood. My neighborhood, one of the very much occupied or like RSF-controlled neighborhoods in Khartoum. So we're seeing so many of them just randomly shooting, sometimes at people, sometimes just to terrorize the neighborhood, and it's very random. Also this morning, we've been hearing the sounds of a very heavy fighting coming from East Khartoum on the other side, closer to the military headquarters. Soldiers on the ground are terrorizing people, robbing people, looting houses, so it's not safe to move. A few people are able to move because the situation is different from a neighborhood to another. Most of the people are unable to get money because most of the people are very poor, and it's actually affecting people very much, because if even if you have, in some areas, if you have access to money, you don't have access to services, and vice versa.